Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for the representative nearest you.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 5:30 down 4 on the open March, 5:47 down 6 and 3 quarters. At the Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5:19 and a half down 2 on the open May, 5:23 down 3, July 5:02 down 3, September $5 down 4 on the open. December corn opened at 376, down 1 on the open March, 389 down 1 and a half May, 392 and a half down 1 and a quarter July, 395 down 3, December 358 and 3 quarters down 3 and a quarter March 2008, 367 down 2 on the open. December oats open at 254, down 2 and 3 quarters on the open March, 267 and a half, down 1 and a half. January beans open at 683, down 2 and a half on the open March, 696, down 4 and a quarter May, 705, down 2 and 3 quarters July, 714, down 2 November, 727 and a half, down 3 and a half on the open. December soybean meal opened at 192.90, down 50 on the open January, 195.40, down 60. December soybean oil opened at 29, down 18 on the open January, 29.45, down 17. At the Merck January feeders, opened at 97.70, down 17.5 on the open March, 96.55, down 35, April, 96.85, down 40. December live cattle opened at 85.45, down 25 on the open, February, 88.70, down 40, April, 90, down 30, June, 87.15, down 10 on the open. December lean hogs opened at 61.10, down 57.5 on the open. February, 64.90, down 27.5. April, 68, down 30. May, 72.80, down 40 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 91.60, up 7.5 on the open.
The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you, Dave.
Want to begin in the outside markets. Look at the U.S. dollar now, 82.60, down 35. This dollar's been getting weaker and weaker as time has gone by. How does that play in your analysis as you look at potential prices in the next 30 days?
Well, it's pretty big with the issue, Dave, coming to mind with the financial markets, that the big reason, one of the biggest reasons why we're going to have this kind of a dollar breakdown, and you noted how we've taken out the May lows here earlier this week, it's mainly because the outside markets really believe the Chinese are going to increase and revalue their currency, make their currency more appreciated, and therefore increase their buying power. So if that's the case, then a lot of the folks that trade in a fund mindset would be into the idea that let's buy dollar-denominated commodities. Let's buy the wheat. Let's buy the corn. Let's buy the cotton and sugar. You know, anything that has a tight supply and demand and is priced in dollars. Crude oil would be number one on that list, obviously, and gold, and like I said, right underneath the grains. And so one of the things that we've always had to fight here the last 30 days has been, excuse me, when will the funds liquidate their longs because they're so long, and when will the technicals have a correction because the technicals are very overbought in the long-term charts? And one of the things that maybe puts these two issues at bay is this dollar breaking down to new lows, and everybody that we respect and our own analysis would point to, that this is not something that's going to zip right back or whip back around and go back higher, that this is something that may be the start of a 2 to 4 to 6 month trend as the dollar continues to lose against major currencies. We've got a 20-month low being carved out right now in the dollar against the euro, and so that makes our wheat product a lot cheaper, even with a rally. So that's what we're looking at in the next 30 days, is that maybe the wolves, meaning the longs that want to get out because they're so long in the funds, maybe the technicals can be put at bay here because this dollar sinking, sinking, sinking.
If the dollar remains weak and even gets weaker, would not the funds be encouraged to stay long?
Well, they would, and they'd probably add too, and I think there's starting to grow with December now in delivery. They're starting to grow, especially in the corn market, this issue that is it the funds that have to get out of their longs, or is it the remaining commercials who have sold most of these contracts to the funds who are extremely short right now, will they have to get out of their short positions? And we would say as we get closer and closer to the grain stocks report, that may indeed have to happen, mainly because the dollar and its weakness and the continuing buying, if that would happen at the board, would put more and more pressure on these commercials to have to get out of their short positions. That's a big thing going on in the corn right now, is there's more and more in Chicago, the people we've talked to have said, and it's not just EFG, it's other folks that we have independent information from, saying there might be a delivery crunch here coming with this December corn. And so it's especially important to the corn from a physical demand standpoint, and it's especially important to the wheat. We think one of the big reasons why the major uptrending support line on the weekly chart for wheat has held has, at this 475 level, has been because of the weakness in the dollar and the spec guys and the funds coming in along with the technicians.
You look March corn now at 387. I cannot imagine that short-held commercials would want to try to get out of the contracts at those levels.
Well, that's right, but I think it goes back to the export sales report yesterday being at over 42 million bushels and year-to-date commitments being still up 35%. The export sales show us once again, Dave, that the foreign demand is not slowing down. And yes, they're probably buying ahead some into the summer months at this point, maybe even a little bit longer, but they're not really slowing down the foreign demand. And, we've had a lot of calls from clients, specifically in the corn this week, saying, and people other than clients have said, is this the top end of corn? Should I start making some sales? And there's always a chance for this strong technical correction that sits out there, especially if the 10-day moving average in March around that 382 level gets violated on a closing basis. But I think we need to go back and recognize just the one simple fact that if you need to curb foreign demand in the near term and you need to increase corn acres in the back end for 07 and get those up 7-8% over last year, you aren't going to accomplish that with prices moving lower right now. So I think it puts the funds in a stronger position with this dollar, and it puts the commercials more and more of maybe in more of a liability position with holding shorts at this time.
Let's turn our attention to the soybeans, where it seems to me that we're at a point where beans could go up 50 to 60 or down 50 to 60.
Yeah, and it's got real nice support from the weaker dollar as well. You know, there's a real nice chart there you can overlay between the beans and the dollar and how they have an inverse relationship. Nice support coming off the wheat and the corn market. It's also being helped by the export pace of the soy oil, up 8% year-to-date on commitments. But we were surprised by two things. In the shorter term, we're a little bit concerned about the beans. You hit it on the nose. You've got this trading range band that you've been in, and you haven't really tested the downside for a while because of the corn and wheat rally and these other things. But you had a build in meal and oil stocks on the census report above expectations. The oil build was about 15% above expectations, and the meal build was about 13% above expectations by the trade. But probably the most concerning thing for us, it's something we have to watch next week, is we did see decreases of about 4.5 million bushels on export sales yesterday on USDA's report. Is this a leading indicator that the prices have turned away some of the foreign customers? And that's indeed what we've been looking for in corn, beans, and wheat, to keep track of maybe where is the top end from a standpoint of the export market. So those two issues, the stocks build and the products, and this decrease of 4.5 million bushels in export sales reported on that report, are something that really make us feel like the beans are still more of a follower to the upside, not a leader to the upside.
Seems to me then by the end of the year you might want to get something on beans.
Well, it's tough. You do, I think, in the short term, you know, the next couple weeks, if we are going to be concerned about the near-term demand and the short-term charts are more accurate than the longer-term charts, then we would see something develop here in the very short term, maybe the next 2 weeks. The longer-term charts still look fairly healthy, and they still promote an idea that we're going to have to test above $7 in lead month futures. But it makes it very hard. I think in the final analysis, it goes back to the producers that's holding a huge amount of his beans versus a little bit. If you've got a huge amount, maybe lay some of those off here in the cash market now, or get a January 670 put bought for 6 or 7 cents. It's got about 2.5 weeks of life left. It's good value. It's only about a dime out of the money. It could be in the money after a close if the market really wants to get sick. And you know, work it from that perspective. If you're carrying too much unlimited risk in the bin, let some of that go and lay it off some here.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
You're listening to WILL Urbana. In the studio, Focus 580 host David Inge.
Hi, Dave.
First hour, sir.